So she's driving, I'm in her car. The girl's like, oh, so what we doing now? I said, oh, let's go get some food. She's like, all right, cool, whatever. Bear in mind, she's had a few to drink, but she's like, I got this, cool. She puts the car in drive. She thinks it's in reverse. Bruv, she's wetted it. Whoop! Bam! She's crashed into the ute who tried to move to her. The guy's got an S-Class. He's hopped out the whip. Hey, yo! Are you taking a fucking piss? Why did he come to my door? But I was so cool in the... But I was so calm, yeah? He was getting mad. He's like, why are you so calm? I'm like, my brother, I didn't crash the car.
Girl with the flow, better take time.
I'm too busy looking at the waistline.
She moves when I call, don't waste time.
Don't think too much, cause it takes life.
She got wastemen calling all day.
But you know I only move with the sharks, eh? Couple drinks on the table, the last wave had meerkats on their mind all day.
She moves like she ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I ain't got no problem.
This is Tim from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment and subscribe.
This season was sponsored by Boohoo Man. Use the discount code PTM10 or click the link in the description for 10% off on the Boohoo Man website.
Again, I love netball. So I believe we had a match, and this is the only time I would ever come early for school. I always used to be late. And the thing is, when you're late, they'll put you straight in exit room. So anyway, so where I was, there was a gate. So obviously, basically, you can go through the front way and they'll put you to exit room, or you can go through the back. But the back is closed after a certain time. I've now come through the back, and I'm thinking, the gate is a big gate. It's like a tall gate, and it's got spikes on it. It's like one of those.
It sounds like prison.
The barbed wire, you mean?
Selam has that exact same structure.
So obviously, I'm looking at the gate now. I'm thinking, oh my days, I need to climb this gate and come over it. Bearing in mind, I'm very scared of heights. And two, yeah, I can't. You know how the man, they can climb, jump, do this acrobat. Obviously, I don't know why I thought I was one of the guys in it. So obviously, I said, okay, cool. So obviously, I've got my pee shorts on. I'm now climbing the gate. So I've put my foot on the handle. I'm now climbing. I get to the top, I'm like, okay, cool, I'm at the top. I look down, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, shit, this is kind of high. And then it's one of those gates, the gate starts shaking.
The gate's not shaking, it's just you.
I'm shaking, and the gate is shaking with me, so everything is just shaking. So I'm just thinking, fuck. I said, but it's too late, I'm already halfway. So obviously, I've now put my leg over, I'm trying to avoid the spikes, I've now got to the other side. So I said, okay, cool. We've now come up to the other side. All I need to do is jump. So I'm bracing myself. The gate is shaking. the gate is shaking. I'm thinking, bruv, okay, Joyce, you need to do this. So obviously I've now jumped. But as I've jumped, my trousers caught the wire. They've got hooks. So they've now hooked.
Yeah.
So it's now, not only has it grabbed my shorts, it's grabbed my pants. Oh. So I'm now dangling. The gate is hoiking me up. I'm thinking, fuck. So now I'm like, I can't even jump in it. Because obviously, like, if I remove my foot off this handlebar, I'm finished. Because it had a tight grip. It wasn't like it was at the top of it.
Yeah.
It was like it was hooked from the crack. It was hooked from the crack, so there was no way. So I'd have to re-jump.
Yeah.
I'd have to.
So you have to kind of jump off it to get to unhook it off. Yeah.
Lift and hook. Do you know what's even so sad? They still fucking put me there.
100%, you were up there for time. They saw you on the camera. They're like, look at this.
Honestly, yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't grab a ladder.
They're in the staff room just watching the whole thing. Girls hated PE so much.
No, because why did they do that to us?
Run, girl, run. It's like, please, okay? Why?
Run, girl, run. That's the army.
No, for real. Sorry, if you went to an all-girls school, that's exactly what they were like.
Before you knew you play like netball.
Yeah, we, I mean, we did, but you have to run laps at first.
That's sexist, team. They played other sports.
They played other sports, yeah.
Nipples, they
sorry, I didn't have to get on TV. They did it for me. They did it for me, yeah. Even though we did play netball. But we had to run laps here, and I don't know what. Did you go to an all-girls school?
I went to a mixed school.
I went to an all-girls school.
But we had just one girls and one boys.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so we never had mixed.
Okay, so who was your teacher for your PE? Was it a man or woman?
It was women, so we had women.
Yeah. Women as well. What's their problem? Because you got muscles or what that you can override me. Our teacher, I forgot her name now, I forgot everybody's name because it was traumatic.
Miss Trunchbull.
Bring it up again. Miss Trunchbull, please. Let's be calling her that. I was running, yeah, like normally, and I don't even like my run anyway, so I'm self-conscious of my legs because they go like sideways when I run. And she's like, Henrietta, can you run properly? You see the rest of your classmates? They're way ahead of you. You can't run. At this point, you're bullying me, babe. Like, what is your problem? And why are your legs going side to side to side? You can't run straight. What is wrong with you? As she now said, what's wrong with me? I slowed down. The jogging just started getting slower and slower. Because I'm like, no.
That's how I run!
There was a burst balloon on the floor, innit? I don't know why. I think I dared someone to go on lie. And they said, no. You liars. Okay, then. You know what I mean? So I grabbed it now. I lit the match now. Put on the thing now, yeah? I looked away for a second, innit? Laughing. I looked back, boom! Every man started sprinting to their class. We just left it.
Oh my God. That's a murder as well. That's a murder.
that's the definition of arson. That's a textbook definition of arson, right?
The head teacher comes in now, yeah. She's red. She's vexed. I didn't know if she was vexed or it was the fire. You know what I mean? And she's sitting there. She's vexed. She goes, right. I'm gonna ask you guys once. Who did it? Everyone's quiet. It's a motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I mean? And she goes, okay. I'm gonna ask you one more time before I call each and every one of your parents in. Who did it? I had every variation of my government name. Damn it, so ha. Said, right, all of you go, you stay here. I have no choice but to expel you and call your mother in right now because what you done put the whole school in serious jeopardy. All I have was my mum and I'm like, to you, you might not be able to. I've been kicked out of bare schools.
What time was it?
This was probably last. I mean. And then I'm begging, yeah. And then I clocked that it was a mad thing. She said, it's either that or I called a police. I said, police, why? She said, do you know you could be prosecute for that? She said, what you done was arson. I said, arson. And that was the first day I had heard the word arson. And I said, bro, so you done a mad thing. She said, give me one reason why she look. I said, my mum has just had a baby. You know, I don't want to bring up much. She said, I'm sorry, that's not all. Good enough reason. I said, she's giving me a chance. I should give her a reason. I said, I'll give you a reason, you know. You know what I mean? And she's calling her. I said, okay. My mum beats me, please. My mum beats me, please. Please. Don't call her. Bro, I kid you not, yeah. I thought I might just be in there now. She goes, okay. That's fine. I'll call the social services. I said, no, don't do that. They're gonna make it worse. Don't call the social services. They're gonna make it worse, okay? She said, I'm sorry, but it's either one or the other. I said, okay. Cooler. When I saw the head teacher tell her, yeah, I just started crying, man. Cause I said to my mom deeps what I've done. She's gonna be living like what possesses
you? What are you doing? Yeah. She must be thinking, what's my child on? All of the children I've in the world, what's my child on?
So we've jumped in the car. I've purposely sat behind her, innit? Mm, you know what I mean? Mm, so any kind of bus is not going to reach me, innit? You know what I mean? And then she's switching that. I just feel her pinching me on that. I said. And she almost has to say, if I crash, I'll kill you.
Oh, my God. If I crash, I'll kill you.
I said, who the fuck said you're going to pinch me?
So imagine we've got a faded in Hackney. Yeah, yeah. So I've gone with a girl that I was trying to, wrestle with at the time. So I'm in the rave, we're buying drinks, we're living life, whatever, blah, blah. We had a good night. So we go outside now. And then some youths are trying to move to her. And then she's like, no, I'm not interested. I'm with him. She's pointed at me. She's pointed at me, innit?
Yeah, you have to look behind you.
There's about eight of them, you know. They've all looked at me like, what, him? But no one said nothing rude. It was just like, oh, okay, cool. It was like, okay, I respect this thing, no problem. Cool. Gotten in her car now. So she's driving. I'm in her car. The girl's like, so what are we doing now? I said, let's go get some food. She's like, all right, cool, whatever. Bear in mind, she's had a few to drink. But she's like, I got this. Cool. She puts the car in drive. She thinks it's in reverse. Bruv, she's wetting it. Whoop! Bam! She's crashed into the ute who tried to move to her. The guy's got an S-Class. He's hopped out the way. Hey, yo! Are you taking a fucking piss? Why did he come to my door? I was so cool in the... Yeah. But I was so calm, yeah? He was getting mad. He's like, why are you so calm? I'm like, my brother, I didn't crash the car. I don't know why you're at this window. Go to her, bro. Go over there. Like.
And let's crash her together. What?
Hey, man, he's tugging the door. I'm like, bro. So I went out the window, like, my brother, what are you doing? He goes, get out of the car. I said, brother, am I driving? Don't take the piss. I'm looking at her. She's just drunk. Oh, my God. Whatever. She's wound down her window now, and some youths have gone to her and just thrown something. So I'm like, nah, I've got a defender. You look dumb. So I've hopped out the car now. I said, you man, back up. What's up? Backed up. I stepped out. So one Don's like, what? The fuck the talking? He tried to take off his belt. I said, what? But the way I've grabbed this youth, I said, you're not swinging no belt with me. I'm holding him close.
He's your dad. Dead.
I'm holding him mad close so he can't swing the belt. I'm like, my brother, relax, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Put your belt back on. What are you doing? Brother, out of nowhere, one youth comes out the rave. Bear in mind, it was faded, innit? One youth come out the rave, one wedge done. Now, what, Taze, you in trouble? He's taking off his jacket. Ain't no one touching Taze. I do not know this done. I'm like, yo, my brother, yeah. He's come over now. He's wedge. I'm like, these men are looking at him like trying to size him up like, raw. Oh shit! So like it kind of fizzled out. The killer part was the guy in the Merc. There's a girl with him, and she's basically done what we said earlier. She's like, "Yo, you're not gonna do nothing. Why are you moving bad, man? Just get in the car. Let's go." So I'm hearing that like, he's hurt,
you're
bro.
You're not gonna do nothing,
man. Get in the car. So
she don't rate him. She don't rate him. Not one bit.
So she's like, sharp, man. So he's like, whatever, man. So they've all got in the car. They've driven off. I get back in the car now. The girl's bawling her eyes. I'm like, yo, calm down. It's good, man. They're gone. Do what she said. That pissed me off. She goes, Taze, I'm sorry you got rushed, man. Rushed? Whoa! You got rushed!
So basically, I was at my grandma's funeral.
Wow. Rest in peace.
No, it sounds mad, but I'm saying, so at my grandma's funeral, I think she died a while ago, but like because my family, I mean big chief, whatever, it was a big deal. And obviously I'm seeing bare people there. I'm in like the village. Like this is where I am is like an 8-hour drive from Accra. I'm not expecting to see anyone paying there. So cool. So
what?
So I'm seeing.
Yeah, basically what she's trying to say, she thought she'll see area boys, villagers. Yeah.
So
she saw one don't even tutu wave. She said, yo.
There was one guy. Yeah.
Who's his name? Kwame.
I can't remember his name.
Hey, I'm Kwame. How are you? I speak English. Yeah.
There was one guy there, I'll even show you the video. He was just looking all right. And he was doing like a gun salute. And you know me. the man is shooting guns, like, come on. So I was just anyone who didn't know him was a bit like, who that is? You know? Simple things. And then I get home. I didn't chat to him or nothing. But then my mum lets me know that he's my second cousin. Cool. It ended there. Nothing like, do you know what I mean? I didn't try to chat to him. I'm just saying like, You know what I mean? It's not my fault. He looked good.
You got a bit wet though.
Huh?
You got a bit wet no?
Wet. Oh. Come on, like.
You said it, man. My wet. Boy.
He shot me.
No.
It might sound like a wild question, but what does second cousin mean?
Second cousin, so my mum and his dad are cousins.
That's still family, man. Yeah, no.
It's luck off.
Was you upset?
Huh?
Hmm? Massive.
This is years ago. This is way before, innit? And I remember these times, yeah, man was doing F, innit? So I told this thing.
All right.
You want to wear my watch?
What watch is that? Is that Rolex?
It's a Rolex.
It's a Rolex.
I got a lot of them. But anyway, so imagine, yeah. I've told this thing 2 weeks in advance. I'm taking you somewhere, innit? Yeah. The restaurant's called Monkey House, innit? Yeah, if anyone knows, it's a bit expensive there, innit?
Mayfair,
innit? So I've said to her, boom, I'm taking you there in 2 weeks, innit? I'm hoping that this deep bangs, innit? So it's a week's gone. My guy's saying, don't worry, a few more days, innit? So I'm waiting.
Yeah, remember, with the deep, you got to wait three days.
You got to wait, bro. You got to wait. But I've already planned this. Like, she's all taking off work and everything, innit? So cool. We get to the day now. And I don't have enough. So I said to myself, you know, I've got enough for her meal.
Oh.
But you see my meal? I'm gonna have to move, like my belly's moving mad, innit? Like, so anyway, got to the restaurant now, yeah. Actually, before
you
all
still
of that.
Win.
Yeah, bro, I'm a savage, bro. I needed this. Bro, you know when you put in work for a minute and she shouldn't have picked me. She's an idiot. She didn't clock that I'm broke. So let me keep winging this until I go, innit? So cool. But anyway, yeah, so cool. I've checked the price. I'm like, okay, cool, this could maybe run. So I've got 150, innit? I didn't know that this girl's an alcoholic. So I've gone, yeah, and then she's like, so I bought the cocktails are like 14, 15 quid, bro. Oh, so anyway, yeah, I've gone to, okay, well, let's get some drinks. So she's got a drink now, but she's backed it quick. So I'm like, whoa, I'm doing these ones. Yeah, so.
Man's hitting his drink like a zoo, you know?
I'm going, yeah, so. I'm doing the little ones. So anyway, now, so we're drinking this. She's got another one now, another one. Then she's gone, oh, I thought, let's go straight. Listen, I'm going to go straight into the mains, man. She's gone, I want to get some starters. So she's done the starters. And the starters, yeah, I won't forget what she got, yeah. And I looked at the price for it, yeah, and it was like £19. It was a mini tortilla wrap that looked like this, yeah, with one bit of celery and some pulled beef. I said, this is how much it cost, 19 quid. I wanted to say to the guy, there's a hair in there. I wanted to go, and get me. But anyway, now, so she's ordered the food now. So I've calculated what she's ordered, yeah, on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Yeah? I'm not gonna lie, it's real shit. And it came up to 200 and something pounds, didn't it, yeah? Oh, and I've only got a bill on me.
That's before, bro, you've ordered.
I went to the... Yeah, I've ordered as well, but I've ordered minute meals, bro. So I've gone to see my bed, I need to go to the toilet. I've called four of my friends, no one's answering. Bro, you know, like, I swear to God, it wasn't hot in that toilet. I was sweating. Bro. So then, as I'm walking out, yeah, one of my brethren just called me. He's going, yo, just miss call, it's me, bruv. I need two bills. Just send it to me. Send it to me ASAP. Bro, so obviously, yeah, this is like, I had a NatWest at the time, yeah. So online banking, it went like...
It went quick like
updates and stuff like that. So I'm just doing this. refreshing, yeah. So I said, obviously, to hold off time, because we've finished. I've said, you know what, let me get another drink.
Yeah.
let me get another drink. You want another drink? She goes, yeah. Bro, the money came into my account, yeah. And it was like...
Cancel the drink.
Do you really want that drink? She goes, I don't mind. This man, it's me. Yeah, this is me. Big man. It's cool.
Sometimes I dream.
I dream about being on the beach.
The love.
The dancing.
The food.
The cheeks.
The freaks.
The drinks.
The girls.
The guys.
The vibe.
The music.
The exclusivity.
The sand.
The lads.
How did we get here?
Well, I'll tell you. Beautiful day.
She moves like she ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I ain't got no problem. I move, I ain't got no problem.
No problem.
We ain't got no problem. We move, we ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I ain't got. I move, I ain't got no problem.
No problem.
We ain't got no problems, no problems,
lingo.
No
lingo. Hot gals down for that lingo. Had meerkats on their mind all day.
Yo, it's Pedro from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like,